أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأيوب إذ نادى ربه أني مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين. فاستجبنا له فكشفنا ما به من ضر وآتيناه أهله ومثلهم معهم رحمة من عندنا وذكرى للعابدين. وإسماعيل وإدريس وذا الكفل كل من الصابرين. وأدخلناهم في رحمتنا إنهم من الصالحين. وذا النون إذ ذهب مغاضبا فظن أن لن نقدر عليه فنادى في الظلمات أن لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. فاستجبنا له ونجيناه من الغم وكذلك ننجي المؤمنين. وزكريا إذ نادى ربه رب لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين. فاستجبنا له ووهبنا له يحيى وأصلحنا له زوجه إنهم كانوا يسارعون في الخيرات ويدعوننا رغبا ورهبا وكانوا لنا خاشعين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome to the final lesson of the series on the names of Allah and His attributes. It has been an absolute pleasure to be in your presence and in your service. But I want to know, where is Ammar, first of all? Where is Ammar? Where is Ammar? Luqman. Khalas. If you're hearing this on the live stream, you better come to the masjid. You have about 10 minutes to get here. Inshallah. Young says, come, sit in the front. Come, both of you. You also come. Come, both of you. Manchester City, stay behind. I'm joking. You can come, inshallah. We allow Manchester City. Come. All the kids, come in the front. Young man there, come. Both of you in the back, come. All of you come in the front over here, please. So inshallah, the first half of tonight's finale will be not on the name of Allah, but on how do we live with the names of Allah, as a conclusion to the series. And after this, around half an hour, we will do a quiz. And I thought very hard, what is the prize that all humanity have agreed upon? This ijma', consensus from all humanity that it is beloved to all. I realized that it was chocolate. So inshallah, after the quiz, inshallah, there will be some. Masjid al-Furqan has nothing to do with my dietary choices. That's all very personal, inshallah. So please don't blame the masjid for my choices. Alhamdulillah, in the last 30 lessons, we have learnt and studied many of the names of Allah, approximating over 90 names. But how do we live with these names? I hope that in the series that we covered, the approach that I tried to take, that is different. Yes, Ammar, come. Your place is waiting for you. The approach that I tried to take, perhaps different to the approach of the, you know, some people we have come across or some we have studied and we've heard from in our times, is that the names of Allah are not empty definitions. The attributes of Allah are not empty categorizations and theoretical philosophy. These names and attributes of Allah is what revives the heart and the body and allows us to worship Allah to His fullest extent. There are five ways in which the prophets lived with the names of Allah. Five ways. And we're going to try and cover these five ways. The first thing is that the prophets, when they would look at the same things we look at on a daily basis, the same daily actions, the daily events, the daily situations, they would look in a very different lens and they would see everything as an action of Allah. This is the first thing. To see everything as an action of Allah. The Prophet ﷺ is fighting in the Battle of Badr. And this battle was unprepared for. He thought he was going to meet a small group of people and it ended up being a full-blown war. And the night before the Battle of Badr, the Prophet ﷺ is praying to Allah, Allahumma in tuhlik hadhihi al-usabata falan tu'bad fil ard. Oh Allah, if this small group of believers die, you'll never be worshipped again. Oh Allah, please grant them victory. They lack in numbers, they lack in resources, they lack in everything. There's no chance for them to win if you take it by pure calculation. But they have the help of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says it in a way in the Quran that really we have to contemplate this wording of Allah. وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you were doing rami, you were shooting your arrows. You were not the one shooting arrows. Allah was the one shooting the arrows. Allah is saying, I know to you it looks like the arrow is coming out of your hand, but it is me who is making it go to its target. It is me who is making every second of this process. It is me who created the arrow and created your hand and created everything in between. It is me doing this, not you. Look beyond the day-to-day things you see. You get your payslip from your manager. End of the month it comes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, don't look at this, don't look at the asbab, don't look at this from your manager. Just imagine it dropped straight from Allah. See everything as the action of Allah. You lose your job, you struggle with your marriage, you come across a difficult situation, you can't pass your university exams. See everything as a direct dealing with Allah. Allah is taking from you. Allah is giving you. Allah is testing you. Allah is pushing you. Allah is pulling you. Allah is opening for you. Allah is closing for you. See it as a direct dealing with Allah. Don't see it like anybody else sees these day-to-day situations. Allah says in the Quran, فَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ آثَارِ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ كَيْفَ يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. You know, in this country, one of the things people whine about the most on a day-to-day basis is the weather, specifically the rain. People complain so much about the rain. If you have absorbed the names of Allah, when you look at the rain, you don't see water from the sky. You see this is the mercy of Allah coming to touch us. Everything suddenly is a manifestation of the names of Allah. That's why when it would rain, the Prophet ﷺ would try and expose his skin to the rain. Why? Because he wanted the mercy of Allah to touch him. See, he sees the rain differently to how you see the rain. And he sees the boss differently to how you see the boss. And he saw the arrow differently to how you look at the arrow. And he saw his army differently to how you look at the army. And everything in life, we see it, the Prophet saw them differently because they saw, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a hadith which is reported from him, اتَّقِ فِرَاسَةَ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Be careful of the firasa, the sight, the insight of a believer. فَإِنَّهُ يَنْظُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ. Because he is watching, he is looking at things, not from the way you look at things, he is looking at things with the light of Allah. He is seeing things in a different light. Allah says in the Quran, look at the rain, look at the effects of Allah's mercy. How he revives the dead back to life. From the moment we wake up, we get in our car to commute, to the moment we sleep, to the moment we are feeding our children, every moment in the day is a reason to reflect on the names of Allah. But we have to see it as the Prophet saw it. So this is the first thing we have to do, to live with the names of Allah. We have to see everything in this world as an action of Allah, direct action relating to us. the second. As we know the names of Allah, and as we get to know Allah, our Creator and our Lord, the Almighty, the closest, the forgiver, the most merciful, the opener, the compeller, the one who was first and the one who is last. As we know Him and we get closer to Him, the second action we should have on a daily basis is the desire to please Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَا تَهِنُوا فِي ابْتِغَاءِ الْقَوْمِ إِن تَكُونُوا تَأْلَمُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ يَأْلَمُونَ كَمَا تَأْلَمُونَ وَتَرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not feel saddened by what people want and what they desire and what they're looking for. If you are in pain, then they are in pain just as you are in pain. But you desire Allah and they don't desire Allah. You desire what you want from this world, you want it from Allah. And they are seeking the same thing from somebody else. We seek to please people. We seek to make people happy. We are people pleasers. But the rare amongst us, the one who has absorbed the names of Allah and it has ignited his heart, is the one on a daily basis is thinking, I know Him, I want Him to be pleased with me. If the whole world abandoned me, I just want Allah to be pleased with me. Because people can never be pleased. رِضَى النَّاسِ غَايَةٌ لَا تُدْرَكُ. As they say, you can never please everybody. And so there's a fire in your heart every day. How can I earn the pleasure of Allah? وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. And the greatest thing we can desire from this earth is the pleasure of Allah the Almighty. This is the second thing. In every moment in our lives we are thinking, how can I convert this into something which will please Allah? My eating of food, my sleeping at night, my smiling at my neighbor, my going to work, the day-to-day things, my drinking of water. It is narrated, and I have never researched the authenticity, so I cannot tell you it's authentic. It is narrated that Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu was asked, do you like to drink cold water or do you like to drink normal temperature water, room temperature water? He said, بَلْ أُحِبُّ الْبَارِدْ. No, I like to drink cold water. And he was asked, why? Why do you like cold water? He said, because when I drink cold water, Alhamdulillah comes from the bottom of my heart. He's thinking, how can I express the shukr, the gratitude to Allah when I drink water? If we know Allah and we want His pleasure, then our intentions for every moment in our life will change. The intention to sleep for a believer, for someone who's looking for the pleasure of Allah, is I am sleeping to gain this energy so I can wake up and worship Him. I'm eating to gain this nutrition so I can worship Him with strength. I'm spending on my family because this will earn the pleasure of Allah. I'm sweating, I'm working hard because this will earn the pleasure of Allah. From morning to night becomes, the whole thing becomes a reason to seek the pleasure of Allah. Ibtigha'a wajhillah. Until you get to a point where you have reached the peak and Allah describes, this is the top, this is what we should aim for. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ بَتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. There are people who give up everything to please Allah. وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. And Allah is gentle with His servants. So number one, to see everything as an action of Allah. Number two, to desire only the pleasure of Allah. Number three, to think well of Allah. To have the best thoughts and the best expectations of Allah. I want you to just imagine, put yourself in the shoes of Yaqub alayhi salam, Abu Yusuf. The Abu Yusuf before me. Much greater Abu Yusuf than I could ever be. This Abu Yusuf alayhi salam, he's in a situation, he's lost his son. Years have passed, decades have passed. And now he's lost his second son, Binyamin. At this moment in time, really, he should be thinking, finish, the game is over. you know, even in every country, there's a rule. If somebody's missing for a certain number of days, they announce them dead. Somebody's absent for 1 year, 6 months, 2 years. Khalas, the person is dead. They announce them dead. They pray their funeral. In many Muslim countries, they will pray their funeral in absentia. They will assume the person has died because it's impossible for such a person to be missing for so long. Yaqub alayhi salam, after everything he goes through and everything he experiences, and his sons come back and they say, oh, we lost your second son as well. At this point, Yaqub alayhi salam should be, he's blind. Remember, he's blind. Decades without his son. Now he's lost his second son. This is the point in which the knowledge of Allah is tested. If you want to know whether you benefited from the series, you have to watch how you behave in these hard moments, difficult moments in your life. When you experience loss, when you experience sadness, when you experience anger, when you experience pain, just watch yourself. That reaction, that's who you really are. As-sabru inda sadmatil ula, as the Prophet ﷺ says, your true character, it shows in that initial reaction, that initial response. Yaqub alayhi salam's sons return. They tell him, look, your second son Binyamin is gone. And Yaqub alayhi salam is just consumed with sadness. And it is in this moment he says, قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَشْكُو بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ, I'll only complain about my sorrow, my sadness of what has passed, and my anxiety for what is to come, I will only complain to Allah. But people quote this ayah, this part of the ayah, but they don't realize the remaining part of the ayah is far more important. وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. You may ask, what is it that allowed Yaqub alayhi salam to show this patience? What is it that gave him this fuel, this strength? Is the last part of this ayah. وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. I know Allah. That's what he's saying. And you don't know him well enough. My creator is the one, when he promises me, he fulfills his promise. My creator is the one, when he closes one door, he opens another. My creator is the one, when he takes one son, he will give him back. He showed me the dream, he promised me, and I trust him. Ibn Jarir al-Tabari radiyallahu anhu, or rahimahullah, in his tafsir, he says, قال Qatada rahimahullah said, whenever Yaqub alayhi salam would get hit with a difficulty, مَا لَمْ يَنزِلْ بِهِ بَلَاءٌ قَطْ إِلَّا أَتَى حُسْنَ ظَنِّهِ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ وَرَائِهِ. Whenever he would be hit with a difficulty, he would react by saying, no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give me the best. I think positive of Allah. I think I am optimistic of Allah. I think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to return what he took, open what he closed, give what he seized. He is my creator. I know him better than you. And this is what allows him to always be in good thoughts of Allah, having a good expectation of Allah. Today, so many of us are pessimistic. The ummah is destroyed. Oh, we are weak. Oh, the economy is finished. Oh, I'm finished. This kind of destructive, self-destructive thinking, this was not the thinking of the prophets, because they knew Allah. They knew Allah, so they knew that he would always bring the best result. وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. This sentence, I know Allah and you don't know him. This sentence was repeated by another prophet in the Quran. Who can tell me who he was? Not Yusuf alayhi salam. Somewhere else in the Quran. Not Adam alayhi salam. Not Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam. Okay, you can give me the other ayah if you want. Not Ayyub. وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. This very sentence was repeated by another prophet in the Quran. To be honest, this is a very hard question. There's no chocolates for this question, yes? No, but close, yes? Nuh alayhi salam. Nuh alayhi salam in the Quran threatens his people and he says, وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Don't mess with Allah. I know Allah and you don't know him, don't mess with him. He's going to send you some punishments. Very often the prophets would say this to their people. When they would be threatened, when they would be tested, when they would be in difficulty, I know Allah. I know what to expect from him. Even if you have bad expectations, don't worry. I know Allah. We should always have good expectations of Allah. Think positively of Allah. So number one, to see everything in this world as an action of Allah, and to look past all the means of this world. Number two, to desire only the pleasure of Allah. Number three, to think good of Allah. Number four, to trust Allah and to trust Allah alone. The knowledge of Allah, I said, your knowledge of Allah, whether you know Allah or you don't know Him, it's going to show in specific moments of your life. When you are in pain, when you are in difficulty, when you are in misery, when you are divorced, when you are losing your child, you are experiencing loss, difficulty, pain, fear. Now, your knowledge of Allah is going to be tested now. Who can tell me about moments in the life of each prophet? You know, we don't know the whole life of every prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the highlights. Only the highlights. And the highlight of each prophet's life in the Quran is a moment where he shows how deeply he knows Allah. You tell me the name of the prophet, I will tell you the moment. Yes. Nuh alayhi salam, when his son is about to drown, what does he do when he reaches shore? He calls out to Allah. Inna bani min ahli, O Allah, my son is from my... He's begging Allah. He knows of Allah's mercy. Yes. What is the moment in Ibrahim alayhi salam's life? The pivotal moment. When he's thrown into the fire. What does he say the moment he's thrown? We don't know. What did Ibrahim say in the fire? Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. I know Allah, He's enough for me. In fact, according to some narrations, Jibreel alayhi salam ascend down. And he says to Ibrahim alayhi salam, can I help you? You're burning in the fire, can I help you? He says, amma minka fala, not from you. Yes, from Allah. Direct help from Allah. I don't need you. When Ayub alayhi salam is sick, when his sickness reaches the pinnacle where he feels he's going to die from sickness, what does he say? Rabbi massani ad-durru wa anta arhamur rahim. Oh Allah, evil has touched me, but you are the most merciful. The names of Allah always feature in these difficult moments in the lives of the prophets. Give me more prophets. Yes. What is the pivotal moment in the life of Musa alayhi salam? The highlight moment. If you were to pick one moment. When he's going to speak to Fir'aun. This is one, when he's going to speak to Fir'aun. There's one more. There's two highlights. When he stands in front of the sea. What does he say in front of Fir'aun? What's the first question Fir'aun asks Musa? The first question Fir'aun asks Musa. That's not a question. After, it comes after. قَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ وَمَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The first question Fir'aun asks Musa is, who is Allah? That's the first speech Musa alayhi salam gives to Fir'aun. Who is Allah? The second pivotal moment in his life when he stood in front of the sea. Who can give me the ayah? قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَى إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ. His people say, we are. See, this is the test. This is the test. Do they know Allah? They don't know Allah enough. They don't know Him deeply enough. What's Musa's reaction? Kalla Rabbi Sayahdeen. Two names of Allah, Al-Hadi, Al-Rabb, feature in this moment of his life. Yusuf alayhi salam, he has many moments in his life. Whether he's in the well, or he's in the prison, or when the dream comes true, you watch, the names of Allah are there. In the pivotal moments of life, our knowledge of Allah is tested. And more than anything else, there's one special action we have to show, and it's a spiritual deed. It's not an action of the limbs. It's a muscle in the heart. But if you never flexed it before, don't think you can lift 120 kilograms from day one. You have to start by lifting something small. It is the muscle of tawakkul ala Allah, to rely and to trust upon Allah. This moment where Musa alayhi salam stood in front of the sea, and everyone gives up, and he says, "Kalla inna ma'iya Rabbi sayadin." Allah is with me. He's going to show me the way. This is trust in Allah. I have nothing, but Allah is going to show me the way. This moment, Ibrahim alayhi salam is in the fire. He wants to defy the laws of physics. You know, it's a fire. Physics, finish. You're supposed to burn. He says, "No, I trust Allah." Zakaria alayhi salam, What's the pivotal moment in his life? The only moment really we know about Zakaria in the Quran. When Zakaria alayhi salam reaches an old age and he just wants a child, he's asking Allah for a child. What does he say? Rabbi, la tadharni fardan wa anta khayrul warithin. Always the knowledge of Allah is there in these words, in these sentences. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Who can tell me what was the worst day in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Not Amul Huzn. When he was in Taif. According to hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, when she asks the Prophet, what was the most difficult day you faced? He says, the worst day of my life was the day of Taif. The day when I went, it was in the year of sadness. I lost my uncle, I lost my wife, I had nobody, I had nothing. I went to my distant relatives in Taif, hoping maybe they will help me, and they stoned me until blood reached my sandals. So I sat there, bleeding. The Prophet ﷺ raises his hands. Hadith authenticity is disputed. But according to some scholars, it's Hasan li ghayrihi. So I'll mention it. It's a long dua he makes to Allah. Allahumma inni ashku ilayka da'fa quwwati wa qillata hilati wa hawani ala al-nas. O Allah, I complain to you my weakness, my struggle. I have nobody to support me. Ila man takiluni. O Allah, who will I turn to? Ila qawiyyin yatajahhamuni. Am I going to turn and rely on this tribe who are going to then pulverize me? Who will I turn to other than you? This is the moment in his life. If he knows Allah, the right words will escape his mouth. If he doesn't know Allah, he will give up. But his knowledge of Allah showed in this moment. Adam alayhi salam. The greatest test of his life is when he was thrown from Jannah to this earth. And what is the first thing he says as he lands? فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. What are the words that escape his lips? رَبَّنَا إِنَّا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. What's the pivotal moment in the life of Yunus alayhi salam? In the belly of the whale, what's the first thing? What does he say in the belly of the whale? La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. The names of Allah, the beseeching of Allah. You see, this is the pattern. And in Surah Al-Anbiya, the ayahs I recited at the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala identifies this pattern. He talks about Zakariya and Nuh and Dawood and Sulaiman and Ibrahim, one after the other, and then he concludes, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. The fact that they know Allah means they used to race to please Allah through good deeds. وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا. They used to call us in fear and in hope. وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ. And they were always trembling in the awe of Allah. Al-Khushu'. To trust Allah. This is the greatest of, in the most difficult moments of your life. This is what is going to be tested. Do you trust Allah? That's what's going to get you through the other side. If you don't know Allah, how can you trust Him? How can you rely on someone you don't know? Today, one brother from this audience brought me to the masjid today. He picked me up. I called him half an hour before the class. Brother, can you pick me up in half an hour? For me to do that, imagine if he's an unreliable person, I would have reached here tomorrow. For me to call him half an hour before the class means what? I think he's reliable, which means I have to know him, right? I have to trust him. We make these decisions on a day-to-day basis. Every day we make these decisions. We choose to trust and we choose to distrust people and things and objects and processes. But the greatest mistake we make in our lives is the choice not to trust Allah and instead to put our trust in human beings. This is where we get the most disappointment in our life. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is why he says to Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, احفظ الله يحفظك. إذا سألت فاسأل الله. If you're going to ask, ask Allah. Trust Him. Nobody else will give you the outcome that you want. So, the four things, the four actions to live the names of Allah. Number one, to see everything as an action of Allah. Number two, to desire only the pleasure of Allah. Number three, to think the best of Allah. Number four, to trust Allah over anything else. And number five, the last but not least. Every day of your life, you should look forward and you should hope and be excited to meet Allah. If you know Allah, you should be excited to meet Him. In Sunan al-Nasa'i, in a hadith I spent a long time researching, and I can tell you to the best of my knowledge this hadith is authentic. Hadith of Atta ibn Sa'ib an Abihi, radiallahu anhuma, that one day Ammar ibn Yasir, radiallahu anhu, he leads the companions of the Prophet in Salah, and he prays a really short Salah. So some people came to him, they said, why was the Salah so short? What's going on? He said, it's okay, even if it was a short Salah, because I said something in the Salah, I made a dua that I heard from the mouth of the Prophet ﷺ. So somebody followed him after that. What were the words that you said in Salah? I want you to listen to these words, because these are the words of the Messenger ﷺ. Allahumma bi'ilmika al-ghayb, O Allah, you know the unseen. Wa qudratika ala al-khalq, and you have control over all creation. Ahyini ma alimta al-hayata khayran li. O Allah, keep me alive if you know being alive is good for me. Wa tawaffani idha alimta al-wafata khayran li. Make me pass if dying is better for me. Allahumma as'aluka khashyataka fil ghaybi wa shahada. O Allah, I ask you to make me fear you in the seen and the unseen. O as'aluka kalimata al-haqq fil rida wal ghadab. O Allah, let me speak the truth when I am pleased and when I am angry. Wa as'aluka al-qasda fil faqri wal ghina. And I ask you to make me balanced when I am rich and when I am poor. Wa as'aluka na'iman la yanfad. And I ask you for pleasure which never ends, i.e. paradise. Wa as'aluka qurrata 'aynin la tanqati. And give me the coolness of my eyes in a way that never ends. Wa as'aluka ar-ridha ba'da al-qada. And I ask you for your pleasure after my judgment. Wa as'aluka bard al-'aysh ba'da al-maut. And I ask you for the... And I ask you for the coolness of life after death. وَأَسْأَلُكَ لَذَّةَ النَّظَرِ إِلَىٰ وَجْهِكَ. And I ask you for the sweetness of being able to see you. وَالشَّوْقَ إِلَىٰ لِقَائِكَ. And I ask you to grant me the desire and the yearning to meet you. فِي غَيْرِ ضَرَّاءَ مُضِرَّةَ. In a time where there is no harm. وَلَا فِتْنَةً مُضِلَّةَ. And there is no test. اللهم زينا بزينة الإيمان. O Allah, beautify us with the beauty of Iman. وجعلنا هداة مهتدين. And make us of those who guide and who are guided. The main sentence in this dua that I want you to pay attention, and what a beautiful dua from a messenger who knows his Lord. وأسألك لذة النظر إلى وجهك. O Allah, grant me the sweetness of seeing you. والشوق إلى لقائك. And grant me the yearning, the desire, the hope to meet you. There are so many people we desire to meet in this worldly life. I remember, as a child, the first time my father told me, Mishari al-Afasi is coming to this country to lead Salah. Oh Allah. For 4 weeks, I wanted to pray behind him. 4 weeks. When is he coming? Next month. When is he coming? Next month. When is he coming? I just want to see him. I'm never going to have a conversation with him. I just want to pray. I just want to see him from far because I love his recitation. We all have people like that in our lives. Sheikh Abdul Rashid, a Sufi, came. People just want to see him. They just want his autograph. They just want him to just touch their shoulder. Then they're going to hang this thobe and never wear it again. We look forward to the meeting with certain people, celebrities, special people, people we love for the sake of Allah. We have a shauq, we have a yearning, a desire to meet them. What a tragedy. What a tragedy. What a disaster. What a sadness. We have a yearning to meet every human being in this world, but we don't have that yearning to meet our Creator. And so the Prophet ﷺ asks Allah, make me want to meet you, a shauq. Give me the shauq, the desire to see you. I want to see you. Give me that desire. Don't let that flame die in my heart. There will come moments, those moments in your life, those pivotal moments, in the belly of the whale, the darkness of the cave, the darkness of the prison, the pain of illness, the loss of a loved one, the difficulty of people. These moments will come in your life. And what will get you through to the other side is ashawqu ila liqa'illah, is you want to meet Allah. So you can walk through fire if you need to, because you know the other side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there, and He is going to grant you better than you ever expected. This is the fifth thing. And so the five actions that we have to live day to day in order to live the names of Allah. Number one, I said them four times now, so you better remember them. Number one, to see everything as an action of Allah. Number two, to desire the pleasure of Allah. Number three, to expect the best from Allah. Number four, to trust in Allah and to rely on Him. And number five, to desire, to want to meet Allah. Note that all these five things are five actions that you can't do with your body. These are the actions of the heart. These are the spiritual muscles. You have to start working them out and building on them until you can be of those who live a life in the company of Allah, ma'Allah. This is what you have to reach, a life in the company of Allah, in the constant remembrance of Allah, in the constant trust of Allah, in the constant beseeching and dua and conversation with Allah. This is the life worth living, brothers and sisters. This is the life we ask Allah to take us from this dunya upon, al-hayatu ma'Allah, to live with Allah. And there's a beautiful statement by Imam Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi, where he says, إِنَّ الْعَابِدَ لِلَّهِ وَالْعَارِفَ بِاللَّهِ فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ بَلْ فِي كُلِّ سَاعَةٍ بَلْ فِي كُلِّ لَحْظَةٍ يَزْدَادُ عِلْمًا بِاللَّهِ وَبَصِيرَةً فِي دِينِهِ وَعُبُودِيَتِهِ بِحَيْثُ يَجِدُ ذَلِكَ فِي طَعَامِهِ وَشَرَابِهِ وَنَوْمِهِ وَيَقْظَتِهِ وَقَوْلِهِ وَفِعْلِهِ. He says, if somebody knows Allah, really they know who Allah is, they will find the effects of that in every moment of their life. And every moment of their life, they will increase in their knowledge of Allah until they find the effects of that in their food and their drink and their sleep and their awake and their waking hours and every action that they do. That is the life with Allah. And with that, we come to the end of this series. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us of those who benefited from what they learned, who acted upon what they learned, whose lives and hearts were revived by what they learned. May Allah make us of those who live life with Allah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who meet Allah and who gather in His presence on a day in which there will be no shade except His shade. Allahumma ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. And the second part of this is going to be a quiz. And as we said before, there is a consensus between all of humanity. The most beloved of prizes is the chocolates. It's chocolates. And because of the generosity of Masjid Al-Furqan, it is not just chocolates, but we got family pack chocolates. Yes? So nobody should say the Masjid is not generous. Yes? Amirul Qawm sanctioned, inshallah. Okay. But not World Health Organization sanctioned, unfortunately. Thank you very much, Yusuf. Jazakallah khair. So question number one. You're driving on a motorway and you find yourself suddenly you start to hear a screeching sound. Your tire is punctured. You pull over on the hard shoulder and you get out the car. You go to the boot only to find there's no spare tire. It also happens to be that you are not insured for breakdown cover. You're sat there. What do you say to Allah? Yes, Bismillah. Have you ever been in this situation before? You sure? You look like a very experienced man. Yes, tell me. You think we'll come back to you. We'll give chance to some of the uncles. Yes. Uncle Saif, Bismillah. Allah provides whom He wants with no accounting. So what are you going to say to Allah, standing on the hard shoulder? Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu. What names of Allah would you use in this moment? You say Ar-Razzaq, you say Rabb. Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakil. But there's no fire. It's okay, you can use it outside the fire as well, no problem. Huh? Ar-Razzaq. Yes. As-Sami' al-Basir, why? MashaAllah. We're going to have to, there's so many answers, we're going to have to open the family pack. We're going to have to do zakat distribution. Zakatul ilm. Inshallah, bismillah. Can you catch? This, Somalia should have cricket team, don't you think? Sheikh Amir Khan, inshallah. We will start the cricket team. Bismillah, Sheikh Saiful. It's a good answer. No, it's okay, Saiful. Please keep it. Yes, who said Al-Mu'in? Who's saying Al-Mu'in? Sheikh, you are too far for me to throw this. It will go out the window. So we will do passing. We will pass the parcel, inshallah. Bismillah. No. There's a reason why I'm not on the Somali cricket team. They didn't accept me. Also because I'm not Somali, but that's another story. Okay. Which name of Allah that we covered, there's two of them. Which name, pair of names of Allah only came once in the Quran? Ammar, too quick. Yes, go on. Oh, Allah. Yeah, the Ibghalo family pack, I think. Family pack. Good, Ammar. You already have a Snickers, yes? Khalas, okay, inshallah. Inshallah, Snickers in Jannah. Inshallah. Inshallah, a river of Snickers for you in Jannah. So, okay. Which of the names of Allah means the one who gives you a blessing in the cover and the guise of a difficulty? Yes. Al-Latif. MashaAllah. 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 Snickers for you, Habibi. MashaAllah. Okay. There is a particular name of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, two names. In the hardest times of his life, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is narrated, he would use these two names. And he was in severe difficulty. Yes. Ya Hayya. Khalas, give. First family pack is going. No, it's okay. Listen, if you want to distribute it, it's up to you. Yeah, but I'm going to give you the family pack, inshallah. Okay. In Surah Maryam, there's one name of Allah which was mentioned the most. In Surah Maryam, Aqib, if you can tell me the answer to this question, you will get a family pack. Allah, Aqib, he stole it from you. This is, I realize I don't have enough family packs. Sheikh, can you catch? MashaAllah, Bismillah. Ya salam. This is actually trials also for the Somalia cricket team. Rashom, Furqan United. Okay. Okay. Which name of Allah? What was the answer? Ar-Rahman. Which name of Allah did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mention when the Bedouin urinated in the corner of the masjid? When the Bedouin came, the masjid, he urinated in the corner. He said, "Oh Allah, forgive me and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but not all of these guys. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, one of the names of Allah he mentioned. I'm going to give it one. Yes. Huh? Not Ar-Rahman, no. Yes. Sorry? Not Ar-Rab, yes. Al-Wasi. This is family pack. Answer. Flake bad, not Snickers. واسع الواسع. He says قد ضيقت واسعا. You narrowed something which is so vast, so wide. How much time we have till Isha? Oh, 6 minutes, huh? خلاص بسم الله. We have enough. 6 minutes, yes, Habibi. MashaAllah. Which name of Allah is mentioned most in the Quran? Who said Rabb? Sajjad, you said Rabb. We'll give Sajjad family pack, inshallah.
Pass it.
Khalas. Okay. Which name of Allah the Prophet ﷺ heard somebody making dua and he mentioned this name of Allah. And the Prophet ﷺ says, this is the name of Allah, when he is called, he answers. Yes? Huh? No, not Samad. Yes, Ammar. Okay, this is one. There's two narrations, two different situations. We'll go for the second one, yes? Ya dhal jalal wal ikram. Inshallah, you both get some Snickers. MashaAllah. You don't have diabetes in your family? Alhamdulillah. Make sure you don't have it after this as well. Ammar, bismillah, catch. Okay. Huh? Okay. We have only two family packs left. The competition is getting strong now. Okay. Tamam. Which two names of Allah did Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he used to say them by himself 40 times after Fajr? Ya Hayya Qayyum. Sheikh, you didn't catch even Sheikh. La ilaha illallah. It's okay. Yeah? La bas, inshallah. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. It's Ibn Qayyim narrated that Ibn Taymiyyah rahmahullah, after Fajr, he used to say it 40 times. And he would say, this is my breakfast. If I don't say this, there's no nourishment for me. My adhkar, my words of remembrance. What is the difference between Malik and Malik? Yes, Luqman. One of them is king, owner. One of them is king, one of them is owner. Explain more. So like, what's the difference between king and an owner?
A king.
Mm. You know what? Luqman deserves family pack. Do we all agree? Yes. Luqman, ya bismillah. Okay. We only have one family pack left. What was the most frequent dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Ya muqallib al-quwwat al-qabla. I'm not going to try to throw it, inshallah. We're going to pass it on. Safely. Brother in the corner. Okay, the last family pack is available. This is the bonus question. The last family pack is available. Huh? Yes, Sheikh. You want it for the Egyptians? We'll give a chance, inshallah. Don't worry. We'll give a chance to the Egyptians, inshallah. Okay. Anybody want to suggest a question? Anybody want to suggest a question? You asked the most difficult question, mashallah. You can't answer the question, la ilaha illallah. What were the five ways to apply the names of Allah in your life? Someone other than Ammar, please. Huh? Yes, Yunus. MashaAllah, Sheikh Yunus, yes. Sheikh Yunus, bismillah. To see everything action of Allah. To seek the pleasure of Allah. To trust in Allah. Have the best thoughts in Allah. Oh, Allahu Akbar. Kit Kat for you, Sheikh. Bismillah. Okay. Before. Before Adhan al Isha, I think the people online are wondering who are the genius kids. And the people of this masjid know that they have been two young boys. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted them, really, He has gifted them with incredible memory and intelligence. And we want these two young boys to be nothing less than scholars. Say Ameen.
Ameen.
Ameen. And we have a very tiny gift from the masjid to help them in their journey. The two young boys, Mr. Ammar, Mr. Luqman, please come here. Come here, come here. I've already taken permission from your father. Come here. Come, come here, come here. Come here, come, 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 come. Ammar, Luqman, come here. Come here, come. This small envelope for Mr. Luqman, the man of memory. And this small envelope for Mr. Ammar, the man of deep thinking. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them the ability to use this for His sake. Say Ameen. And if you see these boys in the masjid, look after them and give them gifts and encourage them. And there are many other boys, mashallah, who are up and coming, and we want to see all of them, but they are the examples. And we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. One of the reasons for righteous children is to have a righteous parents. And I have no doubt, not a shadow of a doubt, that whatever good is in these young boys, after the tawfiq of Allah, it is their parents. So children and fathers and parents, please invest in your children, give them time. I know the parents of Ammar and Luqman, the father, he gives a lot of time to his kids and he prioritizes them over everything else. And you see the results. Give the same to your kids. And young kids, prioritize knowing Allah and learning about Him and His Messenger over everything else. Wa sallallahu wa sallam mubarak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa akhu da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma akhtim lana bil khair wa taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim wa akhu da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Next week is the Furqan Conference. Inshallah, I think after that week, we will commence with another series if the masjid management accepts bidnillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.